Well, actually, we see this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4. And it's very, very blunt, okay? Mm-hmm. Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. So the Apostle Paul was pretty clear here. He's saying, clean up the mouth, you know, like don't have bad jokes, swearing happening. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you know, how can people tell that we're different, that we're set apart for Christ if we're out there cursing as, you know, as bad as anybody else, or we're telling dirty jokes as bad as anybody else?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how are they supposed to tell that we represent Christ? You know, I mean, like, it's really hard for them to, like, distinguish, oh, they're a believer, but they curse as bad as I do, or they tell dirty jokes as bad as I do, or worse, you know? Like, it's not much of a testimony if we're doing that.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's definitely true. And I know a lot of people, it's hard because you might be sarcastic, you might be saying things with your buddies as a joke or whatever, but at the same time, is this really bringing honor to God? No. And so let me encourage people too, like, if you have a hard time with that, like, sometimes I even got to pray, God, I pray you put like a watch over my mouth, that you would help me just say things that are going to build people up, not tear them down, and, you know, show respect and, you know, no coarse joking or whatever.
Yeah. And one of the biggest ones that really surprises me with a lot of Christians mm-hmm. is you hear them say, oh my G-O-D. You know, they say his name, and they say it flippantly, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's one of the commandments, you know, do not use the name of your Lord, your God in vain. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's using it in vain to just say it casually off the cuff, you know, because you're shocked by something, or, you know, it's like, you know, God expects more respect for his name than that.